Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Mick Curran joins us this morning. How are you, Mick?
Sean, I'm really well, thank you, mate. Big hi to everybody listening around New South Wales. And well, we're in the middle, Sean, of a really busy time in harness racing. Menangle has some feature races going on. So do Melton. And so does New Zealand. And we've sort of got a lot of horses in play for Horse of the Year titles, jewels invites, and just a lot going on. So it's a really good time for harness racing at a time when the gallops are probably not as busy in Victoria and New South Wales, Sean. So a really good chance for harness racing to shine.
Yeah, now look, first up, Mick, about 12 months ago, wasn't it? We heard Lazarus was off to the US, but he's back. He's going to come back.
A radical story. He's coming back to stand at stud. So he is going to stand at stud in New South Wales, which is a real coup, Sean, for the breeding industry in New South Wales. But how it's come about is even more remarkable. The breeding rights, so he's going to stand dual hemisphere, as most horses in his ilk do, have been purchased by Club Menangle. So that's basically what was the New South Wales Harness Racing Club. They've said, we want this horse in New South Wales. And to do that, we're going to buy his breeding rights. By buying his breeding rights, they have secured him for Yerribee Park stud in Wagga Wagga, which is a wonderful thing for the Riverina region. But more importantly, for the Breeders' Challenge and all those sort of races, and all the fact that harness racing New South Wales is trying to reinvigorate the breeding industry in the state. Now you've got a pin-up stallion. There's already some good stallions in New South Wales, but Lazarus has the potential to be a very, very commercial stallion. So Club Menangle said, we want him here. The numbers add up. So they get, basically, roughly, the contract suggests they get to keep his stud fees for the first two or three seasons until their investment is paid back, and then they're on a deal where they share some of that revenue for his Southern Hemisphere breeding rights with TaylorMade Stallions who own him in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, he served a full book in North America. He's going to stand at $10,000 in Australia, but of course with Seaman Transport, Sean, for harness horses, which you don't have in the gallops, he's going to be available to breeders in New Zealand as well. So I think it's a massive coup. A lot of clubs get criticised for not making efforts or being innovative and trying to get extra revenue streams. I can't see how they lose on this Club Menangle, and it's a win for the New South Wales industry. In 5 years or 10 years' time, Sean, there's going to be that many Lazarus foals racing around in New South Wales and Victoria, and he should do the job. He's my Bettors Delight out of a Christian Coloured mare. We know what a great horse he was. I've got nothing but praise for harness, right? So for Club Menangle for taking care of this bit of business and securing this horse for the future of New South Wales.
It is a good move. Now, you mentioned plenty on. You've got the Jewel Series happening over in New Zealand as well, haven't you?
It's on June the 1st, so it's three Saturdays away, and it's a huge day. There's nine Group 1s in one day, which is incredibly big, but the Australian invites have become a huge part of the day. Now, there's five horses invited. Majestic Player, who won at Menangle on Saturday night, has been invited to the latest of the invites. Major Occasion for the Frisbees from New South Wales is there. Shane and Lauren Tritton have two horses invited as well. And Aaron Goadsby from New South Wales, who shares a stable with Mark Jones, also invited. So there's five horses with a really strong New South Wales connection heading to Addington on June the 1st. Now, this time last year, She's All Rock became the first Australian connected horse to win at the Jewels. We saw Pete's Big Jim, who's got an invite this year, running second in one heat. So it's a big deal, Sean, if you can get across to New Zealand and win these type of races. And it also opens up the windows for horses to come back and contest New Zealand Cup meetings and Auckland Cup meetings. And, of course, the Inter-Dominions are in Auckland this year too. So I think for some people it's a fact-finding mission. Sure, they want to win some money, but it's also the challenge of racing, Sean. It's like these horses who are going to Ascot. You know, it's the challenge of going there and taking on people in their own countries and trying to beat them. And harness racing's lucky that the standard breeds are quite robust and they can handle these sort of challenges. So, look, I think it's great to have so many Australians going. There's five of them. The winner of the New South Wales Trotting Derby, which is on Saturday night at Menangle, could well be invited too. Either that or Alpha Male, who's not contesting that race, could be invited as well. So really strong New South Wales and Menangle form-based component heading into the Harness Jewels, which is in New Zealand, coming up in 3 Saturdays' time. Before then, we have the APG at Albion Park this Saturday night. That's going to bring together a whole bunch of horses from different states, including horses who raced at Bathurst and horses who've been racing at Melton. Really interesting APG final there on Saturday night, Sean. So that's for huge money. As I said, at the moment, harness racing has a lot of really serious stuff going on at a time when the Gallop does have serious stuff going on, like the Doomben 10,000, but there's not quite the intense concentration you have, for example, at something like the Championships.
Well, plenty happening, Mick, there certainly is, and big news regarding Lazarus. We'll keep our ears on that. Mate, thanks for helping us out this morning with On The Pace.
Sean, it's a pleasure, mate. Any time that you've got one of your team sidelined, I'm happy to help out, mate. It's always nice to talk to you.
Good on you. Thanks, Mick. Mick Guerin joining us there on The Pace this morning.